This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're going to find Limpopo's hottest frequency. Yo, this week, ladies and gentlemen, we had a rare move in international football, sparking debate over discipline, fairness, and how far rules should be enforced. You know, CAF Appeal Board awarded AFCON Championship to Morocco this week.
Yeah. And we are talking to retired FIFA referee, Victor Shlungwani, who is joining us on the line. Mr. Swilo Sako Saseka. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, sir.
Morning. Are you well, sir?
Oh, I just let the fish in the water, and how are you?
I was so surprised. I was so surprised. Did we make the wrong call? Are you well?
No. Jubilant.
No, thank you so much for joining us. You know, this conversation we are having this morning, obviously it has been such a topical conversation this week. And let's get your perspective, you know, from a referee's point of view. What is the correct procedure when players walk off the pitch in protest during a match? And also, at what point, at that point, really, who holds the power? Is it you as the referee or the governing body afterwards? Like, what should happen?
Let's go to Law 5. Law 5, which is the referee under the laws of the game. Law 5 says, each match is controlled by a referee who has full authority to enforce the laws of the game in connection with the match. So the referee has got full authority over the match, and once you give that man a whistle, you forfeit all your powers. Although he referees these matches in line with the competition rules. Competition rules will guide here and there. Hence, Law 12 talks of fouls and misconduct. So if there's misconduct, in a way, some sanction will be imposed. But in this situation, if a referee plays the match to a finish, it goes back to the philosophy and the spirit of the law that was written by the expert who write the laws of the game. It says the laws cannot deal with every possible situation. So where there is no direct provision in the laws, the IFAB expect the referee to make a decision within the spirit of the game and the law. This often involves asking a question: what will football want or expect? So these are the questions that the referee was asking himself when some people walked, because we had the match commissioner, we had the general coordinator, we had the CAF president, the FIFA president, and all the whole world watching. What will football expect? Do you think football will have expected the referee to blow the whistle? No. Even myself, if I was a referee, I was not going to blow, finish. I will wait for the discussion, as there was some discussion around there, and then I'll be given a green light. Maybe I will wait for 15 minutes, because the only guidance of 15 minutes that if people are not there in 15 minutes, especially at the start of the match, but because there's no other guidance to guide as to how long will you wait, you'll use that period of 15 minutes to say, if within 15 minutes they are not coming back, then I can say, then football will accept. Football will take that. Mm. But now for them to leave, and then you say, do you think football will have accepted that? I don't think so. So the spirit, the philosophy, and the spirit of the law empowers the referee to evaluate the situation and make a decision from there.
All right, we do understand what you're saying, but let's look at what happened. You know, Senegal players actually left in protest. They came back after, 17 minutes, and the game resumed. Is there something that was supposed to have happened when they come back? They came back.
Like what?
Do we just allow the game to carry on, just like that, as if nothing happened?
Remember, there's fouls and misconduct. Some of the things you report to the league as part of misconduct or incident report, because you cannot give 11 yellow cards to players. It has never happened.
yeah, because that's something that, people are talking about, that they should have been given yellow cards or something along those lines. And yeah.
Yeah, it has never happened in the whole world where people go out and then you come and say yellow, yellow, yellow. Even if players come to you and protest, we normally recommend when we go to our courses to say, just pick up the first one. If it's Mahamusa, take Mahamusa and give it. If you give everyone, then we don't see a match. So there are some things where it needs one to understand the emotional. What they say, if you're a top referee, one of the qualities is to understand or control the emotions of the players and coaches. Mm-hmm. So if it is an emotional game, penalty is given, although penalty was correct decision. So when emotion rises, when you as a ref, you are a manager, you need to manage those emotions. Now giving yellow, 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 you're making it worse.
Mm. But then do you think overturning the results reflects a fair outcome, considering the match was completed and won on the field?
Not at all. A fine should have been an appropriate sanction, especially the decision of the DC that fined Senegal for misconduct. That was appropriate. Now we are shocked to hear, you know, the cup must go there. What is that in terms of the FIFA laws of the game? Which one comes first? Because you empowered the referee to referee and finish the match. He gave you the results. Now you want to say they left the field. Yes, they left the field of play. That is misconduct. So now when there's misconduct, there's fine. So you need to be fining the team that committed a misconduct. But the results of the match, as far as Law 5 is concerned, are final. So, and it will be recorded as such. There's no way in which they will turn the results under Article 8.3 and say they award 3-0. There's no way. If they award 3-0 now, it will be violation of the match played with the referee that you appointed. So you rather deal with the referee, but how do you deal with the referee who is empowered by law to say what will football expect? So he has acted within his powers to say, this is what I thought, this is what I felt. No, at that particular moment, games will play to a finish. And Moroccan agreed to play to a finish. So what more do you want? Because the referee gave you the results.
All right. But Longwane, what lessons are there for players, referees, and football administrators, you know, to take away from this?
I'll start with the coach of Senegal. Good to know. Who are you to tell the whole national team to leave the field of play? So the Senegal president should be whipping the coach to say, in violation of Article 8.2, where it says a team that leaves the field of play, you are not empowered. Your job is to coach the team, not to take the team out of the field of play. And then coming to the players, in terms of understanding the rules, it has taught everyone a big lesson that the rules must be respected. Look where we are now because of some people walking out of the field of play. This is not parliament where you can walk and come back the following week. This is football. Football has got its own rules. You are suspended. You stay for some time. So a big lesson is do not walk out of the field of play. And it happened in the Pope in one of our games in the ABC. A penalty was given. Two games, Bondo and something, then Payne. They given a penalty, and then the authorities ordered a replay. What nonsense is that? If you leave the field, you forfeit the points, finish, and you must be fine on top of that. Mm. So it's a big lesson, not only to the world, even to the Pompo, because they did the same thing by ordering a replay for a team that walked out of the field of play. So there's a lesson in terms of respect the laws of the game, respect the rules of the competition.
All right, we'll leave it here. Thank you so much for coming through and talking to us, retired FIFA referee, Mr. Victor Hlongwane, Mr. Swilo Shoko Saseka.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.